Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing? Or you're aware of a person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765. Or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload to send.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
A very good morning, our dear listeners, and thank you for listening to Witness Radio every Monday to Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. You're listening to The Dawn, where you get equipped with the latest news, updates, and developments on issues that shape our communities and livelihoods. Our WhatsApp number is open to chats and interaction, and it is +256 745 965 765. Or you can reach out to us on a direct call on +256 414 697 221. Join us live through our website, which is www.witnessradio.org, or by heading on to your Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. Additionally, follow us on our various social media platforms like X, formerly Twitter, at Witness Radio, on Instagram at Witness Radio, and Facebook at Witness Radio Uganda. Coming up is Mary's Boy Child by Bonnie M. My name is Eunice. Thank you for listening to Witness Radio. Good morning.
There is boy child, Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
with tears of joy and laughter. People shouting, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace.
Oh my Lord, you sent your Son to save us. Oh my Lord, your very self you gave us. Oh my Lord, that sin may not enslave us and love may reign once more.
Witnessradio.org changes all of that.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
I welcome you back from that short musical break. You are still listening to The Dawn, only here at Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. Do not forget to download the Witness Radio app from the Google Play Store in order for you not to miss out on any updates in our program, or by visiting our website at www.witnessradio.org. Now, in today's program, we are looking at the link between land security and gender-based violence. Rural women farmers across different regions in Uganda have been empowered to secure land rights in order to boost food security in Uganda. Now, this has been during the recently concluded two-day Women in Agriculture Conference in Namugongo, Wakiso, Uganda, organized by the Eastern and Southern Africa Small-Scale Farmers Forum in Uganda, ESAF Uganda. According to the Food Agriculture Organization, FAO, women produce between 60 and 80% of the food in Africa and are responsible for half of the world's food production. Yet their role as food producers and providers and their critical contribution to household food security is only recently being recognized. FAO studies confirm that while women are essential to small-scale agriculture, farm labor and day-to-day family subsistence, they experience greater difficulty than men in accessing land, credit, as well as productivity-enhancing inputs and services. If women farmers had the same resources as men, their yields could increase by 20 to 30%, significantly boosting food security. According to FAO, closing this gender gap could add nearly $1 trillion to global GDP and lift 45 million people from hunger. Investing in women is not just about fairness, it is key to Africa's economic and agriculture future. According to Ms. Hadija Mwanje, a women land rights digital literacy advocate, land security in women is one of the things that can end gender-based violence as well as empower women.
It lifts the bargaining power. You know, you had a gentleman. If a man knows that you're part of the title, they will treat you carefully. They will know that this person has a say. They will know that I can't do this, I can't go here, because they know that you're empowered. So it's one way of being empowered. And whenever you're empowered, it will reduce the vulnerability levels of experiencing violence or abuse. So when the link between GBV and land is that whenever we are insecure, you will ask the questions, you will end up in a fight. You will have to cultivate your land. Time for harvesting, someone comes, takes away all the food. But if they know you have control, they will know that, no, this person is like this and they won't do that. So whenever you have control, it lifts your bargaining power. It reduces the vulnerability. It's not a guarantee that it won't happen, but the levels are not similar. It increases productivity. Of course, you know what I'm working for is mine. You know, whenever you're working and you're not sure if this is mine or not, there is that laxity. But when you know that this is my land, you will invest wisely. You will invest with all your energies, and at the end of the day, the yield will increase. So we need to, that is why we say that if you, it does what? It helps you if you're secure on the land. Even the investments you make will be guaranteed. Even your produce will be guaranteed. But if you don't have control, then you're as good as not having.
Farmers, do you want to learn essential agricultural practices and benefit from your land? Look no further. Tune in to Witness Radio for expert knowledge and guidance.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
She further expresses concern about women that do not have access to online opportunities and information, which makes them prone to gender-based violence in their homes.
But also, even before we speak digital, we need to make sure that the women are secure. Are they secure as they cultivate their gardens? Do they have control over certification, speaking to land? So those are things that we've been looking at. And why are we actually fronting this one? Because 60% of the food is produced by women. Women are custodians of land and seeds. Women are in charge of so many things when it comes to homes and gardens and maintenance of homes. But do the women have control over land? They don't. And we've realized, you've had the stories from here, you've had women who are battling cases in court because they had been cultivating land, they've invested all their youth life there, and a man wakes up one time and he's marrying someone else or even sending you away with nothing. So one of the things that I've emphasized to the women is that let us legalize things. Let us make sure that if you have that land, don't just be a wife and stop there. Make sure that the title of the land where you are has your name, but also do it rightly. You had one of the women who told us she will wait for husband in good times. Yes, start small and we will get there. Yeah, so that we continue to do what? To secure and reduce vulnerability when it comes to land ownership.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
The National Coordinator for ESAF Uganda, Nancy Mujimba, goes ahead to explain the relevance of the Women in Agriculture Conference in empowering women land security.
The Women in Agriculture Conference is coming in at this time of the year and in this season of the globe, at a time when we've just finished the COP30 in Belém, and then the country is about to have their elections next year. And that means that communities are very busy with political activities, and yet farming has to go on. And then also in this, this is the final day of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. So the issues around women are, they are interconnected. For example, if a woman has challenges with adapting to climate change, it could be because she doesn't have access to land. And then she may not have access to land because she's going through gender-based violence in her home, in her community. And then also, all the global stresses, somehow, they impact on the local communities in the different countries. So this Women in Agriculture conference at this time is coming in to consolidate those issues. How can we find holistic solutions to the issues that are faced by women? Because you find that the issues usually are the same, but they manifest differently in different times of the year, in different seasons of the country. So at this point in time, we would want women to remember that they still have a voice, and if they are experiencing voicelessness, that there are avenues for them to go and have those issues sorted out. That this year we are talking about secure land rights for women empowerment. The previous years we've talked about women in business, we've talked about women in leadership, but this time we've targeted to focus on secure land rights, because everything in agriculture hinges on land. If you're not growing your crops on land, you are probably looking for a place where you can market them, or you know you can do so much if you had your own land, you know, a secure land tenure. So we are focusing on land so that we can support as many women as possible.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Ms. Mujimba further implores women to fully maximize all opportunities that come their way, government programs inclusive.
Government has already rolled out a program of registration of land, and we think that this is something that our women can take advantage of so that they secure their land rights and grow healthy food, and then also increase their income. When a person has land, they can actually go to the bank, you know, to borrow. So we just want the women to take advantage of what is happening all around us. What I can tell someone who was not able to attend today's Women in Agriculture conference is that there are right avenues for dealing with issues of land. It's not enough to sit back and cry about whatever is happening. All of us have a right, or we are mandated to at least arise and work towards our own, you know, our own right to land. If we are not able to work on our own, let us unite, you know, let women unite, let the farmers come together as women, support each other in this whole process of securing land rights. And then we'll see that the more we have women who have land, the better for the community. So I'll tell them that number one, working together. Number two, knowing the channels of redress, knowing the channels where information is, and using those channels appropriately.
Let us get into a short commercial break. We are coming back with more and more updates. Thank you for listening to Witness Radio. We will be right back.
I'm sure you've heard the news, but have you heard the voices behind the headlines? It's time to meet the people shaping our world. Every weekday morning, from Uganda and beyond, we bring you news that matters, insights you won't find anywhere else, and inspiring stories of everyday heroes driving sustainable change. Whether it's communities fighting for justice, innovators building a brighter future, or unsung champions making a real difference, The Dawn at Witness Radio is your daily destination for hope, action, and truth. Tune in Monday to Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time and get ready to own the day with your daily dose of community spotlights and analysis that goes deeper. Don't just listen to the news, be part of it. Tune in now and join a movement for positive change. The Dawn at Witness Radio, your morning just got a whole lot brighter.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices.
Witness Radio, thank you so much. You have become our voices. Nobody would know what is taking place because for a long time we had not known what was going on in Kiriandongo, what had taken place in Mubende, because the grabbers operate at night when people are asleep. But you have done a lot.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Thank you so much for staying tuned to The Dawn only here at Witness Radio, the only station that connects local and indigenous communities across the globe. Please listen to us through our website, which is www.witnessradio.org, or by simply heading to your Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. Now, for our listeners that have just tuned in, we are looking at updates from the recently concluded Women in Agriculture Conference, where women, small-scale farmers, have been empowered to secure land rights in order to boost food security because, according to research by Food and Agriculture Organization, women produce between 60 and 80% of food in Africa, despite having the least access to land compared to men. Now, this means that if women are more empowered to have land security, food security will equally be boosted. A representative from the Ministry of Gender, Labor and Social Development, Ms. Christine Okumu, highlights the crucial role that women play in sustaining Uganda's food system and the urgent need to secure their land rights as a foundation for economic empowerment, climate resilience, and dignity.
A reminder that violence against women is not only physical or emotional, but also rooted in the systems that denies our control over land we tilt, the seeds we plant, and the harvest we depend on. As we are all aware, women small-scale farmers across Uganda form the backbone of our food system. Their labor ensures that our children are fed, communities are nourished, and the market remains vibrant. Indeed, statistics show that women contribute the majority agricultural labor in Uganda, yet their contribution often remain undervalued and unsupported. Despite their central role, women continue to face systematic barriers to land ownership and control. Insecure land tenure undermines their productivity, limits their access to credit, erodes their dignity. Without secure land rights to land, women cannot fully invest in sustainable farming practice, nor can they pass assets to their children. This is a fact based on all the testimonies that have been given before us here. Unless women have that right to land, they cannot fully invest in sustainable farming practice, and they cannot also pass the assets to their children. Securing land rights is therefore not just a matter of justice, it is a foundation for economic empowerment, climate resilience, and social transformation. When we are talking about women acquiring land, it's not just about, you know, historically, land has always belonged to men. But we have realized that it has left women very, very vulnerable. Many times when situations are very bad, you are left with nothing. And you don't even know where to start from. because you don't stand in your home. They will say, but you are just married here. You are just coming. In my culture, they say, you are adunyi, aduki, adunyi, adunyi. Now, when you go back to your home, they say, but you're already married. Where do you stand? So land rights is a very important word, very important for women in order to ensure that even as they leave tomorrow, their children have better lives. Securing women's land right is therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we must confront the painful truth. Insecure land tenure exposes women to heightened risk of gender-based violence.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
She further points to land evictions as the key causes of gender-based violence in relation to land, and also implores women and civil society organizations to include men in the advocacy programs, as well as cultural institutions and religious leaders, to end the stereotypes and narratives evolving about women owning land.
Dispossession, forced eviction, we have heard stories of that from here. And land grabbing often come hand in hand with intimidation, harassment, abuses. Such acts find themselves in social media platforms with hurtful messages, embarrassing pictures. I've seen pictures of women being chased out of their home. And I've seen also pictures of women who have invested in lands, and at the end of it all, because behind them, somebody took the land from them because the husband said, you are a woman, you don't own the land. And then the land is taken from them and they are thrown out of the home that they have known for, and the children have also known. In addition, many rural women are experiencing digital harassment, misinformation, online threats, especially when they try to defend their rights to participate in leadership. Many times when women come openly and talk about, you know, leadership, you will find all sorts of communication, somebody saying, you are a woman, what are you talking about? And yet we have also seen that unless women get into leadership, we cannot do much. You cannot decide on decisions that affects you if you are not in leadership. And that is the reason why it's very, very important that women participate in leadership. But when, especially also when they own productive assets or digital agricultural platforms. Most times, when you own and you talk about your assets, especially in a community where they are main dominated, they will tell you, but this is a prostitute. Where could she have got this land? Many times, because of the negative attitude, a woman who shows that she is empowered is not looked at as a woman. Is actually given all sorts of forms of names. That makes her sometimes, you know, she's undermined, she's looked at as, no, I think she's not married because that's the reason why she has all these assets. As government of Uganda, we recognize the land rights, that land rights are inseparable from the fight against gender-based violence. First of all, when you're looking at gender-based violence, economic violence, any issue that relates to land grabbing, sales of land without consent, those are economic violence. So it's also a form of violence. So if land is taken from a person, that is a form of gender-based violence. Protecting women's tenure in protecting their bodies, their voices, and their future. It is this reason. That's why we have the amendment of the Land Act of CAP 2027. Members, you know that one was amended. And some of the issues, because of the challenges that women are facing, some of the issues were addressed in that act. the Succession Amendment Act of 2022. We have also the Domestic Violence Act of 2010 and the regulations. All that because of the issues that women continuously face as a result of land rights and some of the socio-economic issues that results from our societal practices. Securing women's rights requires collective action. One of the areas that government tries to do is the law reforms, which I've already talked about, alluded to. There is also need to invest resources in community sensitization on land laws and challenging discriminatory norms and practices that undermines ownership, control of land, and control over proceeds. We need to invest in reaching out to the community. We are few women who are enlightened. How are we going to use our position as leaders of these women to make the other women also aware that, you know, as a woman, you have a right, you know, to own land. You can secure your own land. And of course, we are saying that based on different circumstances, where a man is a very accommodative, there is need for discussion, talking about it, presenting it. But not every woman's experience is the same. Some have experiences that, you know, the man is very supportive and will even help you secure such land. But in some circumstances, you'll find that women have failed. In fact, the moment you mention you are buying land, that is the beginning of war in the house. I work with Ministry of Gender, but I'm not different from any of you women. I informed my husband I wanted to buy land, and that was the beginning of war in our home. Because he said, but who are you? Why do you want to buy land? Unfortunately, I also say that, okay, let me not buy land. Let me invest in the land that we have bought together. And what happened at the end? He stands up and tells me that, Christine, you have been working for many years. How many years? 20 years. What is there to show that you have been working? Of course, I don't have anything that I did for myself. Most of the things that we did were together. Because we buy together, but the things are in his name. But at the end of it all, he is challenging me, what is there? And yet he told me, don't do it. Of course, that was an eye-opener to me, and I said, no, enough is enough. Because if somebody can challenge you like that, then you need to change. And that is when I said, okay, I bought land. And I informed him I'm going to buy land.
Wake up to the stories that matter most. Land, people, and the environment. Tune in to The Dawn at Witness Radio, your morning companion bringing you fresh, reliable news and insights on land rights and environmental issues from across Africa. From the struggles of farming communities to the victories of climate justice defenders to the hidden stories of land grabbing, you'll hear it all first thing in the morning. Join us every morning starting at 5 to 6 a.m. East African Standard Time on Witness Radio for The Dawn. Stay informed, stay inspired, and rise with the truth. The Dawn at Witness Radio, shining a light on land and environment in Africa.
Do development projects or land evictions affect your community? Share these experiences with us on Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
And that wraps up our program for today. You have done well to follow us from where we have started to now that we are concluding our program, The Dawn, only here at Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. Catch us every Monday to Friday via our website, which is www.witnessradio.org, or by visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. In case of any comments or interactions, do not hesitate to reach out to us on our WhatsApp, which is +2 0256-745-965-765 or by calling us directly on +256-414-697-221. My name is Eunice. I wish you a good day ahead.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio. Catch us live every Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Don't miss. See you next time.